is as excited about flaming cheese as we are.
Over the years, you've brought opioids into your home. They helped when you were in pain, and you held on to them just in case. But holding on to opioids puts your family at risk. Learn more at www.fda.gov/drug disposal.
WRCT Pittsburgh, meaty and full of flavor since 1949.
You are listening to an encore presentation of the Viva La Mock radio program. This show originally aired on WRCT on Friday, August 26th, 2022. But in case you missed it or you just want to hear it again, here it is.
KIX Morning News Update. Mock's promise to rewrite rock history was prematurely and tragically interrupted last night when an overwhelming power surge totally destroyed Carnegie Hall and blacked out the entire city. Survivors describe the destruction as evil, spooky, and wow, bad karma, man. Our cameras are on the scene.
My name is Mark, and I know you love the pain you got. AJ Heim from Forest, and you're listening to 88.3 WRCT.
Now, opening the vaults on over 100 years of recorded music history. Welcome to Cruisin' the Decades Global Edition. One song per decade, 100 years of music in 1 hour. Get ready to go cruising through 100 years of popular music. This is a journey through music history from someone with a rather ridiculous record collection. Here's your host for Cruisin' the Decades, Brad Savage. Brad Savage.
All right, then, thinking caps on, listening headphones on, let's enjoy the history of music together. Over 100 years in recorded popular song. Welcome to Cruisin' the Decades. I'm Brad Savage. This is episode number 129. CruisinTheDecades.com. And on today's show, It Ain't Right, Stuff Smith in the 1930s, and a very strange four-piece sister band out of New England in the late 1960s. Then we'll head to Norway for some garage rock circa 2003. Dale Hawkins does a 50s song covered many times by many artists, and a three-time Grammy nominee from a recent LP by Shamika Copeland. It's Cruisin' the Decades, one song per decade and 100 years of music. Here is an early duet collaboration, a couple of the biggest names burning up the charts in the 1910s, over 100 years ago. Early pop stars Ada Jones and Billy Murray together. This is called Be My Little Bumblebee from 1912. On Cruisin' the Decades.
Queenie Bee lived all the lee, and she was a funny little honeybee.
Billy Bumble used to mumble round the rosemary,
where she would meet him, greet him, and then treat him to some honey sprees.
Then start a buzzing in a dozen different loving keys. Be my little baby bumblebee.
Buzz around, keep a buzzing round.
Bring home all the honey love to me.
Little bee, little bee, little bee.
Let me spend the happy hours roving with you amongst the flowers. And when we get where no one else can see,
cuddle up, cuddle up, cuddle up.
Be my little baby bumblebee.
Buzz around, keep a buzzing round.
We'll be just as happy as can be.
You and me, you and me, you and me.
Honey, keep a buzzing, please. I've got a dozen cousin bees,
but I want you to be my baby bumblebee. Willie, he flew o'er the lee to call on her mama and her papa bee.
Papa Bee said, goodness me, and Mama said, we'll see.
If you can pay your way for every day, the price of honey grows here.
But little Queenie said, that's for Sweeney, and whispered in his ear, be my little baby bumblebee.
Buzz around, keep a buzzing round.
Bring home all the honey love to me.
Little bee, little bee, little bee.
Let me spend the happy hours roving with you amongst the flowers. And when we get where no one else can see,
cuddle up, cuddle up, cuddle up.
Be my little baby. baby bumblebee.
Buzz around, keep a buzzing round.
We'll be just as happy as can be.
You and me, you and me, you and me.
Honey, keep a buzzing, please. I've got a dozen cousin bees.
But I want you to be my baby bumblebee.
A show that parlays an obsessive lifelong collection of records and music history into a global broadcast of one song per decade. For over 100 years of popular recordings, you're hearing Cruisin' the Decades with Brad Savage on the best radio broadcast signals across North America and the world. AM, FM, and shortwave. This is Cruisin' the Decades.
You probably recognize, and you're going, wait, I know this tune. I didn't know it was a century old. That is Sweet Georgia Brown. That is Ben Burney's orchestra, the original version. Ben Burney and Maceo Pinkard originally composed that song in 1925, but it was done by Bing Crosby and Ethel Waters and Cab Calloway and Django Reinhardt and Charlie Parker. It's kind of a jazz standard, and you might know it because of the Harlem Globetrotters using it as their theme song since 1949. Sweet Georgia Brown on Cruisin' the Decades, where we go one song per decade, any one song, all genres welcomed and encouraged for popular music history and record collecting. Because I've accumulated this stuff for years. The records and CDs and music memorabilia have taken over the basement, and in fact, they've taken over the education room for the kids. They've taken over the bedroom. They've taken over the whole house. So my only recourse is to put it all on a radio show celebrating music history. It's cruisinthedecades.com. Find all of our playlists right there. Submit your song request through cruisinthedecades.com as we go into the 1930s for a Viper tune by Stuff Smith and his orchestra. This is called It Ain't Right. 1936 on Cruisin' the Decades.
What you do to me, it ain't right, so don't be untrue to me. It ain't right, so baby, baby.
Mama, I'm talking. It ain't love that you handed out to me. It ain't love, now don't start to shout to me. It ain't love, so baby, farewell. Oh, goodbye. Now I go on, but what's the use? You have killed my golden goose. From now on, I'm on the deuce. Comes the revolution for me. It ain't right. It ain't right, no, no. Mama, don't do that, you know it ain't right. Yes, boy, boy.
In recording technology and the evolution of musical styles of popular music through the decades and beyond. Over 100 years of music. This is the global edition of Cruisin' the Decades, broadcast worldwide on AM, FM, and shortwave.
Got her grip on me. Just see her walking down the street, you wouldn't think she's very hot. Catch her in a honky-tonk, and boy, oh boy, what she has got. She don't go for class or high society. I'm telling you, boy, she's just a girl for me.
I've traveled east, I've traveled west. Of all the girls, you can have the rest. She's a Southern belle from Nashville, Tennessee. She has got. She don't go for class or high society. I'm telling you, boys, she's just a girl for me. I've traveled east, I've traveled west. Of all the girls, I love her best. She's a Southern belle from Nashville, Tennessee.
That's a real fun 1940s song on Cruisin' the Decades. That's 1945 from Curly Williams and his Georgia Peach Pickers. That's called Southern Belle from Nashville, Tennessee. We'll dedicate that to all of our Nashville area listeners on Radio Free Nashville, WRFNLP. They broadcast in Music City at 107.1 FM and 103.7 FM all across the Nashville area. Fun little Nashville Southern Belle tune on Cruisin' the Decades, over 100 years of music. And up next, a song by Dale Hawkins. Dale Hawkins hailed from Louisiana and is kind of big in the swamp rock, rockabilly world, best known for this 1957 number, Oh Susie Q. This song was covered by a ton of artists through the years, including most notably CCR, Creedence Clearwater Revival in the 60s. But here's the 1957 original, Dale Hawkins on Cruisin' the Decades.
I like the way you walk.
Dale Hawkins, 1957, one of the real building blocks of rock and roll and rhythm and blues music. That is Susie Q, covered by CCR and the Rolling Stones, the Trashmen, Bobby V, and an early version of the band known as the Hawks. Really a classic song. Now, this next 1960s selection deserves some explanation. A very valuable and rare album came out in the late 1960s, a all-women four-piece band. They were all sisters, a band called The Shags. This group was formed in the late 60s in Fremont, New Hampshire. And it's a famous record because their guitars were out of tune. They had really strange, disconnected rhythms and wandering melodies. The time signatures weren't quite right. And a lot has been written about this album and how the lady's dad wanted them to be rock stars. And it's just it's a difficult listen. It's complicated music, but it's also very culturally and historically significant. The record is called Philosophy of the World. It was released in mid-1969, The Shags. This is called My Pal Foot Foot on Cruisin' the Decades.
Audio journey, song by song, through every genre of popular music and recorded music history, from swing, jazz, folk, and blues, and the Great American Songbook, to punk, new wave, garage, and alternative. This is the global edition of Cruisin' the Decades with Brad Savage. 100 years of music, one song per decade.
Mama's all wanted not to come to town. They got into the blood, now they gotta get down. Shaking the street, it's got that beat. Shaking the street, where all the kids meet. Shaking the street, it's got that sound. Shaking
And then the shake for the shaking. Ha!
Legendary MC5, Motor City 5, here on Cruisin' the Decades from 1970. Now, I normally don't like to play a song from 69 followed by 1970, but by the criteria of our Cruisin' the Decades program, one song per decade, that will work. So we had Motor City 5, who really got their start in Ann Arbor, Michigan, and right before that was 1969, The Shags, from the highly valuable and collectible Rare album, The Shags Philosophy of the World, released in 69. And that was My Pal Foot Foot. That is one of the strangest records of the 60s era. And you know, among the big fans and people the Shags influenced are names like Frank Zappa and Kurt Cobain and NRBQ. So now we're in 1970, but allow me to zip forward to 1980 on Cruisin' the Decades. All of our playlists and all of our shows are on demand at cruisinthedecades.com. And this program is now heard on over 50 great independent radio broadcasters around the world, on all continents, even U.S. Armed Forces Network and Joe Radio on AFN Go. They play Cruisin' the Decades at all the U.S. military bases and all U.S. embassies worldwide. They play Cruisin' the Decades on Blue Wave Radio in Roatan, Honduras. And they play Cruisin' the Decades in Pittsburgh, PA at Carnegie Mellon at the student and community radio station WRCT. Our next artist hails from Pittsburgh, PA, and has had a great level of national and international success throughout his career, but in the great heartland, in the great Midwest, still a pretty major regional rock star to this day. This is Donny Iris and his biggest song from 1980. This is Aaliyah on Cruisin' the Decades.
Stop this burning desire.
global radio show that spotlights a love of all genres of music and sharing that eclectic music over the airwaves everywhere. This is Cruisin' the Decades with over 100 years of music on like-minded radio outlets everywhere. Stations that value music and community. There's something special about radio and signals over the air. One broadcast to an audience of many simultaneously. A shared listening experience. Radio and 100 years of music. This is Cruisin' the Decades, Global Edition.
Out of the mountains of Denver, Colorado area in the mid-90s, 16 horsepower. On Cruisin' the Decades, that is from 1996, a song entitled Black Soul Choir. 16 Horsepower was a really great kind of roots, alt-country, real Americana rockin' group, a little bit ahead of their time. I feel like that sound got big, you know, 10, 15 years later. And they had really heavy, powerful song lyrics and stories of redemption and stories of loss. And they were even known to, like, make their own instruments by hand. 16 Horsepower, Cruising the Decades, over 100 years of music. The program is created and curated in Akron, Ohio, USA, each week at the Summit FM. That is the independent local public radio station of my employment full time. My name's Brad Savage, and this show started on the Summit in the pandemic of 2020. And it really took off locally in Ohio among our Akron, Canton, Kent, Youngstown, Athens, Ohio area listeners. So we started self-producing a separate version of the show. And now we beam it out each week. Well, not really beam it. We share it through self-syndication digital means with a ton of great radio stations like Indiana Public Radio, originating in Muncie, Indiana, and KMSU in southern Minnesota and Mankato, Minnesota, from Minnesota State University, Mankato. The program is also heard in our nation's capital, Washington, D.C., on The Gamut. And you can find all of our stations and all of our playlists. You can even make a song request through cruisinthedecades.com. Or you can drop me a note via email at brad@thesummit.fm. brad@thesummit.fm. And thank you for listening to Cruisin' the Decades. Let's go into the 2000s. Ah, the aughts. Here we go. In the early 2000s, a lot of garage rock revival sounds started to get very popular, coming out of Norway and Europe in particular. So this is a Norwegian band, 2003. The band is known as the Kato Salsa Experience. And this one is called So the Circus is Back in Town. On Cruisin' the Decades.
Together.
years of music, one song per decade. An audio journey through the history of popular recorded music. This is Cruising the Decades with Brad Savage.
That's a 2016 banger, if I do say so myself. That's a young terminology. That's a cool way to say it's a great song. It's a banger by Santi Gold from 2016. It's called Can't Get Enough of Myself. Her LP was called 99 Cents. Santi White, or Santi Gold, hailing from Philadelphia, PA. Cruising the Decades, 100 years of music. And here we go up to the present 2020s. The Grammy nominees are in, and Shamika Copeland is up for 3 Grammys. Shamika Copeland is a longtime blues artist, the daughter of Texas blues legend Johnny Copeland. The recent album is titled Blame It on Eve. This is Shamika Copeland with Alejandro Escovedo, and the song is There Anybody Up There? On Cruisin' the Decades. Joined by Shamika Copeland from Shamika's recent record that is called Is There Anybody Up There? It's Cruising the Decades now with a bonus track remembering an American music giant who we lost recently. Quincy Jones has passed away, a noted band leader, arranger, composer, and performer himself. I mean, holy moly, the man produced Michael Jackson's Thriller, arguably the highest selling record of all time. He was also the producer and arranger of the super group composition We Are the World. And Quincy Jones had quite a career of his own recordings. He didn't take the vocal really ever, but I want to play a really interesting song in remembrance. The Brothers Johnson did a tune in 1976, I'll Be Good to You. And Quincy Jones heard it and produced it and made it into a big hit with his help in 1989 on the Quincy Jones album Back on the Block. This cover version came out with Quincy Jones and Ray Charles and Chaka Khan. So this is Quincy Jones covering a song that he produced in the first place 15 years earlier. This is Quincy Jones, I'll Be Good to You, on Cruisin' the Decades, remembering Quincy Jones.
Come here, let me look. Talk to me. Girl, I'll be good to you.
Remembering Quincy Jones, who passed away recently at age 91. That's Quincy Jones from his 1989 album, Back on the Block, with Ray Charles and with Chaka Khan, a remake of the Brothers Johnson, I'll Be Good to You. A bonus track here on Cruisin' the Decades as we remember an American music legend. CruisinTheDecades.com.
Over 100 years of music history. In the course of just 1 hour, you've been listening to Cruisin' the Decades with Brad Savage. This is the global edition produced for shortwave, FM, and AM stations worldwide on the leading independent community and music radio stations on the planet. This program originates at WAPS-FM, The Summit, in Akron, Ohio, USA. For correspondence or QSL, contact brad@thesummit.fm. Thank you for supporting independent, eclectic radio broadcasting and signals over the air from all corners of planet Earth. One broadcast to an audience of many, simultaneously. A shared listening experience. Radio and 100 years of music. Join us next time for the global edition of Cruisin' the Decades.
RCT Pittsburgh. Meaty and full of flavor since 1949.
Depose from the faint. Do you think I'm hot? You're listening to WRCT Pittsburgh.
Would you like to take the sounds of your favorite radio station to places you never thought possible? Well, now you can, because WRCT is live on the internet. Just point your browser to www.wrct.org and click on our...
Forbes Avenue is a production of WRCT Pittsburgh. The opinions expressed are those of the participants and not necessarily those of WRCT, its members, or Carnegie Mellon University. Email questions or comments to pa@wrct.org.
Hello, you're listening to Forbes Avenue on WRCT Pittsburgh 88.3 FM. I'm your host, Arshan Das, with my co-host,
Kate Smiggy.
And today we're going to be interviewing Max Gonzalez, also known as Gems.
Hi.
Max is a graffiti artist and muralist in Pittsburgh. He has a pretty interesting story. So I guess we'll let him lead it off. Tell us how you got into graffiti.
Yeah, so I am a full-time muralist, but I always make the distinction to say that I'm like first and foremost a graffiti writer. So like I have a very like graffiti, like traditional hip-hop lettering background. I'm originally from Southwest Side Chicago. I grew up painting there and just like seeing like graffiti everywhere I was from, because the neighborhood I'm from is Pilsen, and it's just like this very historic Chicano community that's just covered in graffiti. So I just naturally saw it everywhere I was. So even like as far as like starting to draw graffiti, like I don't even know how old I was, because I just was mimicking what I saw and what I thought graffiti was. I very much so have always had graffiti in my life. I didn't really start to like try to actually paint and get a name in graffiti until I was about like 15. I think like the first time I used spray paint though, I was like 13. Just coming from like a construction background and doing vandal type things with my dad and my brother. And from there, around like later in high school is when I started to actually really try to push it more, try to do pieces and things. But it really was when I moved to Pittsburgh for college and didn't have like parental control and kind of had free rein that I really, really started to push graffiti. So that was like age 18. I started writing Gems. Before that, I was writing all kinds of other things, but Gems is like really what stuck out to me. And just like being in a university format in a city that was unfamiliar to me and just kind of hating the college format I was in. I kind of didn't like to hang around a lot. So every night I would just go paint on things and put my name everywhere. So in a way, like me having graffiti was an access to like my upbringing to Chicago and kind of like that culture that I was brought up with. So being able to like export that to Pittsburgh and like pull from that inspiration. But yeah, so the whole time through college, I was not doing graffiti as my art form for Carnegie Mellon, but it was still always there.
Yeah, so you studied at Carnegie Mellon, like we are current Carnegie Mellon students. A lot of times when you're around campus, you hear people talking about how the environment here is somewhat depressing or suffocating. Everyone has their own opinions on that, but how do you think the environment of Pittsburgh and Carnegie Mellon contributed to your art?
Yeah, if anything, it was kind of good that I had such a distaste for CMU, just because it forced me to seek like the actual Pittsburgh communities outside of the campus areas. Just because, I don't know, like coming from where I'm from, like I'm not poor or anything, but I come from a working class family and like work construction my whole life. So coming here and like even during school, like working two different jobs, like working at a restaurant and then like working construction during the summers, like I just couldn't really culturally attach myself to a lot of the other people here, where I was just seeing people who literally princes and princesses, and I was just kind of like, oh my god, and like children of like CEOs, and it just like was very difficult for me to attach myself to that, especially coming from like Chicago and kind of loving the more city nitty-gritty side of things. But yeah, so that did push me to eventually start looking into seeing the rest of the East End. So really, I've always like prided myself on like being very attached to the East End of Pittsburgh, so like East Liberty.